is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. A couple of days ago, we received a note from an organization called the American Small Business League, and it discussed a report that I thought was very interesting. It said that Fortune 500 companies have been awarded a number of contracts that were basically earmarked for small business. And I guess there was some falsification involved in here. We're going to learn a bit more about that as we go forward here. We've invited Kevin Barron to join us. He's the Director of Governmental Affairs at the American Small Business League. And we're hopefully going to learn a little bit more about that. And Kevin, how are you? Good to have you join us.
I'm great, Dave. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's an interesting situation and one that I have to admit I've not heard a great deal about. Now, let me ask you first about the organization, the American Small Business League. Give us a little thumbnail. How long has it been around? What in essence, do you seek to do?
Sure. We've been around since 2002. We are an independent small business advocacy group. And essentially what we do is we're working to ensure that small businesses are fairly represented in the federal contracting arena. Essentially, we focus on ensuring that small business contracts go to small businesses as opposed to going to large firms.
I see. And that's pretty much the efforts that you concentrate on then.
Yeah, that is our main focus.
I see. What sort of membership do you have?
Well, our members consist, we have a nationwide membership of small businesses, most of whom are currently working with the federal government or are wanting to work with the federal government as far as doing contracting work as either prime or subcontractors. And what they're mainly upset about and why we've come to be is that what we've seen is that every year somewhere between $60 and $100 billion in small business contracts end up going to some of the largest firms.
Okay. Now, Kevin, is there fraud involved here? Is that what the focus of this is?
Well, you know, we've seen fraud. We've seen actually quite a bit. You know, essentially for any business to do work with the federal government, one of the first steps is they have to register into a database called the Central Contracting Registry, or the CCR. And in that database, they're required to register as to what size business they are, whether they are large or small. And we've seen a lot of large firms portray themselves as being a small business in this database in order to receive small business contracts.
I see. What exactly is a small business? What defines a small business?
Well, a small business is defined in the Small Business Act. Currently, the basic definition is a small business is one with 500 employees or less.
I see. And there's no size related to that in terms of dollars then?
Well, no, there is on some. The small business size standard really breaks down based on industry and based on the North American Industry Classification Codes. And those will break down either by employee size or by annual revenue. So the annual revenue runs generally, I think the lowest is about $6.5 million a year, and it goes up from there. Some industries, I believe, can get up to even $80 million a year, depending on the specifics on that. And then others are based, as I had mentioned, on employee size. And actually, the employee size for any non-manufacturing firm is usually 500 employees or less. Certain manufacturing firms can be up to 1,500 employees or less.
I see. Now, what exactly is happening here with this, the fraud that you, or the fact that larger companies seem to be getting contracts that are earmarked for smaller outfits? What exactly is happening here?
Well, you know, we're looking into this issue. What we see is that a lot of these large firms are receiving small business set-aside contracts. And there was actually the Department of Interior released a report about a week and a half ago that was conducted by their own inspector general, and this is actually another in a long line. We've seen over a dozen federal investigations on this issue, and all of these investigations are finding that these large firms are receiving small business contracts, and then the government agencies are getting credit for that, meaning every federal agency has a small business procurement goal. The federal government's overall goal is 23%. So, Dave, what that means is that the federal government must spend 23% of all contracting dollars with small businesses. And unfortunately, that goal has never been met. And so through various ways, whether it is just fraud, whether it's done purposefully through contracting officers, as this Department of Interior report, part of it showed that that contracting officers were entering in information incorrectly, you know, whether it's along those lines, these large firms are getting small business contracting dollars. This is money meant for small businesses, for essentially middle-class America, and it's going to these large Fortune 500 firms, and, you know, that's essentially what we're working on ending.
I see. And the goal then for government agencies is to have 23% of the contracts that they put out go to small business? Is that what you're saying?
Right, right. Well, the 23% is the federal government's total procurement goal. Different agencies have different goals. Some are lower than that. Some are a little higher than that. But, yeah, essentially any federal agency that contracts out for goods and services has a certain percentage that they need to contract out with small businesses. And, you know, we keep seeing that a lot of these contracts that are designated specifically for small businesses end up going to some very large firms.
I see. Now, again, some of this is by mistake. Are there loopholes? Do you have a real handle on why this is happening?
Yeah. Actually, you pointed it, kind of hit the nail on the head with that one. There are loopholes in some of the current laws, which are issues that we work on. You know, we do meet with members of Congress to work on legislative solutions to help ensure that small businesses are protected in the federal contracting arena. Some, you know, as we had mentioned earlier, are outright fraud, and you know, others are chalked up to being data entry errors. You know, we hear that from the Small Business Administration actually pretty frequently. They've been saying over the last 6 years since we've been around that, you know, that if small business contracts are going to large firms, that it's data entry mistakes. And unfortunately, you know, that excuse gets old after a while, especially since the fact is that small businesses don't ever get coded as large businesses to get contracts. It's only large businesses get coded as small businesses to get contracts. So, you know, as far as the data entry mistakes go, you know, we're kind of skeptical about that one.
I see. I was on your website and I saw the figure $12 billion. Is that about the number of dollars we're talking about?
Well, what we've seen is that it could be upwards of $100 billion a year. Now, we have recently won a lawsuit against the SBA back in May, where we had requested a list of all of the firms from 2005-2006 that had received contracts that were being counted towards the government's overall procurement goal of 23%. And what that data showed us is that there are some very large firms on those lists. And, yeah, definitely for those years, it was over $60 billion. $60 billion in small business contracts that were going to these large firms.
I see.
So it's a large amount of money that's essentially being taken from the, you know, from the middle class economy, from small businesses, and given to these Fortune 500 firms.
I see. What about a situation where a larger company, say a Fortune 500 company or a large company nonetheless, would acquire a smaller company who happens to be doing business with a government? How would that be classified?
Sure. You know, that happens pretty regularly. That deals with a recertification rule. Now, currently, the recertification on that is at 5 years. That means that if a large business were to buy a small business, that small business would be able to keep contracts, and those contracts would be counted as small business contracts for 5 years. We're pushing for an annual recertification rule, meaning that within a year, that small business would then have to be re-registered and recertified as being a large firm. Now, obviously, you know, the business can keep the contracts that it has. We just don't want those contracts being listed as small business contracts once a firm is purchased by a larger business.
I see. So then what's happening is 5 years into, say, a long-term contract, very likely if that contract is, if they re-up on that contract, that is now being classified as something going to small business, even though a larger Fortune 500 company may own that?
Right, right. Yeah, and that'll happen for 5 years.
What is a typical long-term, or how long are long-term contracts typically that the government lets?
With the long-term contracts can be up to upwards of 20 years.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, on some of those contracts. I mean, they can range anywhere from, you know, a short period of time or a specific job up through, you know, a long-term contract for services do range up to 20 years.
I see. So then your contention is probably more this loophole for 5 years than it is somebody purposely putting in incorrect information?
Yeah, you know, we're dealing with both of that. That definitely is an issue that we're working on. As you know, as I had mentioned, we're pushing for a annual recertification rule, which we helped get introduced into a piece of legislation last year that is currently in the Senate, that will ensure that if a small business is purchased or acquired by a larger firm, that within a year it will no longer be classified as a small business.
I see.
And therefore any contracts that they may have gotten will then no longer be classified as small business contracts.
I see. How long has that five-year rule been in effect?
It took effect last July, actually. It was a year ago. The former administrator of the SBA, Steve Preston, who is now the housing secretary, had put that in place. And actually, when they had opened that up for public comment, the SBA had received thousands of comments from small businesses urging the annual recertification rule, as well as the Senate Small Business Committee had urged the SBA to take an annual recertification rule. But over all of those suggestions, they went ahead with the five-year rule.
So do you think that's likely to be changed?
I hope so. I hope so. It's definitely something that, you know, we would like to see changed. And it looks like that there is definitely a lot of support from the small business community, as well as legislators in Congress wanting to see that change.
Yeah.
So we are hopeful that we can make that happen.
The American Small Business League, it seems like this is the prime focus of the organization. I'm wondering how'd that happen?
Well, you know, we came to be, our president, Lloyd Chapman, is a former small business owner himself, and he was doing a lot of work with the federal government as a in the IT industry, and he started losing contracts that he had held, that he had had for some time. I mean, we're talking contracts too as small as maybe just a few thousand dollars to supply, like, printers to certain government agencies. And when he found out where his contracts were going to, they were going to a company based out of Holland that had 26,000 employees, and which is definitely not a small business. And when he began digging deeper into what was going on, he realized that this was something happening across all industries, and it was really harming small businesses across the country. And he decided to do something about it, which was forming our organization.
Very interesting, very interesting. Now, was the situation with him, was that something where there'd been an acquisition, or is this, you know, somebody purposely falsifying a filing?
Yeah, it would definitely be the latter on that. What he found out was that, you know, the government started handing over these small business set-aside contracts to this particular large firm, and were counting it as a small business, when in fact it wasn't, although, you know, they were trying to portray themselves as being a small business.
I see. I'm wondering, too, as we were talking here, if an organization, and it seems like defining a small business depends on where you happen to be standing at the time, I guess, in what industry anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If an organization signs a contract and then they grow from a small business to a larger business category, I suspect that same five-year rule holds for them as well?
It does. It does indeed. And, you know, I mean, I want to make the point, you know, we don't have anything against against large business. And in fact, in a lot of ways, you know, it's almost the American dream to start a business, you know, out of your garage. You have an idea, you have something that is unique that you can market, and you take that and grow. And a lot of small business owners, ideally, that's, you know, what they want to do is grow their small business into something that either becomes a large business or can be acquired by a large business. But, you know, we want to work to ensure that if that happens, that contracts that are being received for, by those businesses that are now large just are no longer counted towards the small business procurement goal, so that other small businesses have that same opportunity and chance to work with the federal government and grow themselves.
Sure. Okay, this is going to conclude the first part of a two-part series. We're talking with Kevin Barron. He's the Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League. We're talking about the allegation that federal contracts that have been earmarked to go to small business are actually being awarded to large and sometimes even Fortune 500 companies. We're going to complete this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to Floor Radio.